USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As over a million people prepare to celebrate New Year's Eve in New York City in and around Times Square, police officers are patrolling the area, and former FBI agent Bob Strang says there's a lot that goes into preparing the city for such a big celebration.
It's not just tonight, right? It's every night during the year. And it's the intelligence that all the security in the private sector and government build up for a night like this. Imagine, you know, the ball dropping, millions of people right here in Midtown, millions of people around the world watching. This is one of the biggest events in security because this is where all the eyes are at midnight.
The U.S. Embassy in Baghdad and its people inside are secure for now. Hundreds of angry protesters chanting death to America broke into the U.S. Embassy compound in Baghdad in response to American airstrikes on an Iranian-based militia in Iraq. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
New details are being released regarding a helicopter crash in Hawaii. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
A man piloting a tour helicopter that crashed in Hawaii last week may have been in over his head. A Honolulu newspaper is reporting that Paul Matero was not certified to fly using only instruments. Experts say if the helicopter ran into bad weather, as they suspect it may have, Matero would have been in trouble because he couldn't see where he was going, and he'd be unable to rely solely on instrument data. A preliminary crash report is expected out next week.
A new survey details what people would give up forever if they could stay at their goal weight. According to Lifetime, nearly half of the people say they would give up pizza or alcohol. Women prefer getting rid of pizza, while men said they'd give up their beers. 11% said they would give up caffeine, and 19% said they won't give up anything at all. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A Texas church took care to feed a homeless man, and in return he opened fire on members during a Sunday morning service, killing two people before being killed himself. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton tells Fox News more churches need to have armed security guards to keep tragedies from happening.
So as you know, we had an incident several years ago, 2 years ago, in Sutherland Springs where over 20 people were killed, and the legislature responded. This worked. I mean, we cannot stop every incident. I hope that other churches around the country will adopt policies like this, and we can stop losing so many people when these incidences occur.
Nearly 65% of Americans are visual learners. This came to Tina Hayes' realization while she was studying for her business degree at Harvard. Hayes was struggling to keep up with her classmates when it came to understanding financial jargon. So what Hayes did is create Napkin Finance, which teaches you everything you need to know about a money topic in 30 seconds or less, like the stock market.
The stock market is a collection of physical and electronic exchanges where buyers and sellers come together to trade stocks. Stock exchanges make up the stock market, and their role is to manage buyers and sellers, manage the data and traffic flow. The two most prominent stock exchanges in the U.S. are the New York Stock Exchange and NASDAQ. And interestingly, the S&P has not lost money over a 20-year period.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.